Now we have here in chapter 11, I read verse 1. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. Now, this is the man that we're looking at here, and the first thing I would call your attention to is that he's an outstanding leader. But he has this black mark against him. He's the son of a harlot. And that simply meant, in that day, it was a strange woman, that is, a stranger from outside. Proverbs 2:16 speaks of beware of the strange woman. Well, that was the woman that came in from the outside, who was a harlot. And so that's what his mother was. And Josephus says that she is a Gentile. And the Jewish writings have called her an Ishmaelite. Well, he was the son of a common heathen prostitute. It was a stigma that brands a person from birth, and I don't care who it is. And this man was exiled. He was excommunicated, ostracized. Notice verse 2. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up. And they thrust out Jephthah and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Now he's put out, and the law of Moses would also exile him. You will recall we looked at that some time ago in Deuteronomy 23:2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Now, this is a handicap, though, that many men have overcome. Kings and emperors and generals, poets and popes have been illegitimate children. William the Conqueror. He didn't sign his name William the Conqueror. Do you know how he signed it? He signed his name William the Bastard. That's what he was. Don John of Austria also, and there were several popes, and we could give others. Now, as an exile, this is what Jephthah did. Verse 3 of chapter 11 of Judges. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. That is, men that had no purpose in life. They had been put out of society, as it were. And therefore, he headed a rabble. May I say, he was sort of an ancient Robin Hood. And here is this man with three hurdles that he'd have to get over to become a leader. To begin with, he's the son of a harlot. He's exiled by his brethren. And his leadership is only of a despised, rejected group. Now, he's not a very likely man to be used. But you see, God chooses things like this. And he was rejected and driven out. But you know, God moves in a mysterious way, and he chooses the things that are despised in this word, and God also humbles those he intends to use. You remember, he humbled Joseph, and he humbled Moses, and he humbled David, and our Lord Jesus himself, it was said of him, he was despised and rejected of man. And he's called a stone the builders rejected, has become the head of the corner. And they said, we'll not have this man to rule over us, but God hath given him a name that's above many names. You know, there are those today, though, friends, that claim to be sons of God. They're illegitimate. I think God rejects those, by the way. You can only become a legitimate son of God by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. This man's life is wrapped up in three words. Jephthah was exiled. And we've seen that. Now Jephthah was exalted. And then we see Jephthah excited.